According to Noor, I'm your host, Noor Habib. It's a pleasure to have you with us. And I'm excited about today's episode. We're going to be talking about politics. Yes, we're going to touch a little bit about politics, identity politics, and racism. You know, and we have a special guest, our very first guest on the show. All the way from America, a very good friend who used to live here, immigrated to the UK, and then to the US. So he's going to be joining us. Y'all are going to hear our conversation. And I hope you have a very, very good time listening to us. So once again, welcome to the show. Hello.
What's up, man?
Alpha. It would be nice to discuss what we discussed about racism, but you're very right. People will not...
People will just go crazy because the truth of the matter is that nobody's really talking about racism. Nobody really wants to talk about racism because, because the truth of the matter is that nobody really wants to see the truth about racism. Because the truth about racism... Better get your ass ready for smashing.
Especially you with the way they Odo Oyibo.
Yeah, so me. So it's not a winning thing. You don't.
But there's a way it can be addressed that will avoid controversy. There's a way we can talk about it without. Like, okay, just simply talking, addressing it, man. Did yet. But maybe reserving some of the harsh comments. Do you understand? But there's a way you can address
probably. But you know, the simple truth of the matter is that nobody in truth is actually interested in solving racism.
Yeah. Because everybody's racist.
Because everybody's racist. And B, because some people, they gain out of this whole shit. Mm-hmm. It's just a joke.
Mm.
And so it's not a real thing. Nobody's trying to solve it.
There's a concept, identity politics.
Yes, it's completely identity politics. Yeah, it's identity politics. Yeah, and that's what it is in America. Mm. And people are just gonna rail against you if you attempt to stop it.
So if you attempt to even address itself,
yeah, not even if you attempt to address it, they're not interested. But they are going to be extremely furious with you when they realize you are trying to actually
call them out.
Yeah, zap. Because people gain out of just screaming racism. Yeah, people that gain big money. Endowment. You know, they get endowments from different organizations. I mean, people make a lot of money from just going around screaming racism. I mean, look at somebody like Al Sharpton. He makes a lot of money from going around screaming racism. You think that kind of human...
Not solving anything
substantial. No, that is not his intention. How can he solve something? If he solves it, then he's out of a business. He's out of a business now. What is he going to do if one day God just comes down, just clicks his finger, and then racism disappears?
Stop.
Do you know what will happen? Boy, some people will just say, we'll still be screaming racism after God has done that. Because that is just basically the same thing. Nobody's interested in actually solving the problem. You solve the problem, the money dries up. And if it dries up, then, and also, another thing, like, let's say you have the Democratic Party.
Uh-huh.
Can you ever imagine if it's even humanly possible that they run that they that one day, or rather, let's say an election year, they actually run an election, right? And they do a whole election and they keep quiet on racism, or they don't talk about racism. Instead, they just talk about,
As in, I remove it from their campaign, well.
Yeah, they just talk about policies. They just talk about policies. If the Democratic Party ever does that for, let's say, for an election year, right? They will not just only lose just the White House. They will lose every branch of. In fact, they will almost lose. In fact, they will become non-existent.
At all levels.
At almost all levels, because why is anybody voting for them? You think black people are voting for them because they want to be giving birth to children, to boys, and be calling the boys girls? No. Or you think that they're voting for them because they want high taxes?
No, it's to fight demand, fight the
That's
power.
Just all that they are. So if one day God comes and snaps his finger and says that no more racism, oh boy, the Democratic Party don't agree. They'll continue screaming racism. It's true now. Don't agree. They'll continue screaming racism because if it ends, like they don't realize that that's the end of it. It cannot. That's the end of the Democratic Party is dead. It's
no
just
more
gone.
Party.
No more party. Nothing. Party is over. Everybody go home. That's how. That is it, man. Party is over. Everybody pack yourself or your girlfriend and go home. That's it, man. Nothing. That's it. End of story. So talking about racism is you don't want to talk about racism. You don't want to say true things like. Although maybe I can somehow say the experiences I've kind of had, especially in Miami.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And say that. See that
sharing your own experience.
See, me, first time I came to Miami, 2 weeks. I didn't even spend 2 weeks. I went to Baru. I met this girl. Although the girl
Where's Baru?
It's in Brickell here in Miami. It's
okay.
A bar.
Neighborhood. Okay.
Yeah, in neighborhood. Yeah. So I met the girl. Although she kind of looks white, but she's not white, to be honest. She's actually Latino. But there are a lot of Cubans that actually look really white in this. In fact, the whitest Latinos in Miami are actually Cubans because they look completely white. Yeah, because they came that long time ago and they are now basically white. So a lot of them, they're almost all white, basically. So I met this Cuban girl and then. You know, one Mexican guy that was trying to get with the girl. I mean, that time I'm still. It looks like I still had game because I'm still coming from. I'm just coming from London. But like now, where it feels like the game has been beating the hell out of me. But back then, it felt like I still had game. So I met this girl, and we were talking, we're dancing, and I'm always kissing this girl.
Shot your shot. Go ahead.
No, so I almost started kissing this girl. Then the Mexican guy just looked at me, just told me, just said fucking nigga.
Okay. For the bar.
And I said fucking nigga to me. So but the thing that I sort of know the Mexican guy. Not that I know him like I know him, but I know him through another guy, through one Colombian guy.
And he was an acquaintance.
Yeah, an acquaintance of sort. But the person that links us together is one Colombian guy. So he said he looked at me and said fucking nigga.
What did you say?
I thought the guy was like, you know, me, what do I know? I thought he was like, hey, my nigga or something.
It's kind of heavy.
But I saw his look and then the guy asked me, why did you guys call you a nigga? Like, I don't know, like, yeah, like, hey, what's up? He said, fuck you, nigga. I said, what? I said, nigga, fuck you. What? Oh, boy. I just kept quiet.
Yeah, the guy was still there.
Yeah?
He was still there.
He was still there, but he was angry. He was like looking for any reason to fight, actually. But the Colombian guy then came and he then took him away and everything. So that's my first
experience.
Second experience was also through the Colombian guy, there's one Peruvian girl that I know. So she was like she was nice to me and everything. She had just given birth to a child. So I was like, I don't know what I asked her, but it was basically in the line of she had just given birth if the child is black. And I don't know what I ever said, but something about the child, if the child was black and everything. She said that God, is it God forbid or whatever the hell she said?
That was
Like,
her
yeah,
response.
she can never ever have a black child. I'm like, why? She's like, no, that's never, ever. I mean, she's
Some...
nice. She's a really, really nice person. She's like,
No,
she's
I,
really,
of course
really
not.
nice. In fact, I don't like you, right? This is the girl that actually helped me set my business up here in Miami.
Imagine the same person.
But she said that man never a black child. Like that's the
Know,
last
and she doesn't
possible
have
thing.
to. She doesn't
No,
have
she
to.
doesn't have to. She doesn't have to, be to be honest. I mean, she, like I said, she's a nice person. But oh boy, now I should tell you. I mean, she couldn't even hide the disgust when I said that to her.
I
She couldn't
guess.
even hide it. And then the worst one was one where the person was talking about the worst one. I mean, I've experienced a lot of shit here, man. So, but just I forgot there was one. Because I think there was one Iranian girl that was here that I met. I'm still talking about my early days.
Immigrant. Immigrant.
Early, yeah, immigrant. I'm still talking about the early periods when I came here. So there was this Iranian girl that I met, still through the whole that same whole clique, you know, that whole clique of through that Colombian guy. So she was like, "Oh, Trump is a fucking racist because he had just won the election," and she was crying and everything and all that kind of
End of the
crap.
world.
Yeah, all that stuff. But that time it has already reached a month. It was now in December. So me, I was like,
During
Trump is just. I think Trump is okay. You know, I don't know. I don't think he's gonna, kill everybody or whatever the hell she's talking about. So she's like, "Oh, I'm a fucking slave and shit like that." So I'm like, it's not like I'm a slave. I just, yeah, it's not as if me. I even support. If I'm just talking about strictly policies, I don't even support Hillary or stuff like that. I also, but because also when it comes to morality, when it comes to maybe this kind of LGBTQ stuff, and the rest, I probably support Trump, because it's not. I mean, it's not like I support. Going to take away their rights. No, this is a free country. Everybody be free to your shit. I mean,
There's a discussion we had in Nigeria at my home where we were talking about a Democratic Party and Republicans. And I think it was Trump that was the topic. And at the discussion, you pointed out that, like me and you being religious people, especially from Nigeria, we have more in common with Trump and the Republican Party
Yeah,
than we
that's
do
the
with
simple truth. That's the truth.
Democratic.
I mean, as in fact, almost everybody on this planet, right, has more in common with the Republican Party than they have with you don't people don't
Democrat.
understand. Just because the Democrats and there's a lot of things about Democrats that human beings don't
Liberal.
understand. A, the Democrats shout that they are for the little guy. No, they're not for the little guy. Almost name which billionaire doesn't support the Democratic Party. Almost all of them support the Democratic Party. Whether it's Warren Buffett, Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, every one of them has supported the Democratic Party. All the millionaires in Hollywood support the Democratic Party. All the major big what do you call it news media support the Democratic Party. So they make it look like so they since they control everything we see here and almost everything, they try to make it look like they are your
Everybody.
own. They try to make it look like they are your protectors, and the Republicans are the ones that are the horrible, evil people. I mean, I'm not saying that the Republicans are good people, because the Republicans are just they are
They have
just
their own issues.
it's just like they are it's just a village. They're like in a village. They're just like village chiefs and the rest of whatever the hell crap you want to call them. They're just but we but if we're but if we're going to talk about having values in common, we most likely have values more with the Republicans than with, because the
Now
Democratic
we do.
Party, the Democratic Party values are basically the height, in my own view, that is the height of white privilege, because
White
they're
privilege.
in my view, because that because they come up with things that other human beings don't even think about. Somebody comes and tells you
And they force it down on you.
and they force it down on you. They come and tell you that there's 1,000 different genders. They come and tell you that anybody can have that anybody can just have sex with anybody anyhow. They come and tell you that this. Ah. They start telling you different crazy things that are just, in fact,
Alien
if
culture.
alien stuff. They come and tell you pure alien stuff.
And yet everybody is still hailing them as, oh, they care more about, they don't have anything in common with you. They're just only using you just so that they can get support, but they don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. All of them, all those democratic politicians are shouting, oh, black people here, yeah, black people this, black. They don't, none of them lives in the hood.
They're elitist.
They're living in white neighborhoods. With their huge compounds and all the guns and all the people that protect them. I mean, so it's just, but forget about even though that. Me, I'm talking about the Latino issue that I've dealt with. Oh boy.
That was surprising me. You know why?
Why?
Going by mainstream hip hop and music industry and the music itself. Let's say the use of the term nigger, for instance. You know them Fat Joe now and a lot of these Latino rappers. They freely use the term amongst themselves and even to black people. You understand? All these gangster type of people. So in my mind, the Latino person and the black person identify with each other. Yeah. So when you mentioned racism from Latinos, I was a bit taken aback, honestly. Because I thought like this kind was recognized. There's this recognition that we're all in the same ship. I'm fighting.
That's what you call complete utter bullshit.
Yeah, it is. It is. And just like we said, we mentioned earlier about Nigeria being, tribalism being the same thing with racism. I think every race, given the chance, will become an asshole and be racist to another
obviously
race.
Obviously, now, can't you see what the Chinese did to us? My own view is that I've always known this thing as a fact because. If somebody is always, if the reason why white people are, I know what, we're not just talking about all white people, we're just talking about just Western, Northwestern European white people and American white people, not all white people. Because if you want to see proper white racism, go to Eastern Europe and they will give you a healthy dose, they will remind you of just how racist white people can be. So, but it's true, they will give you a quick reminder so you never ever forget it. But
not the Ajebo racism
where you're complaining about almost something that you can ignore. Something they'll give you proper racism. But the other thing is look at other people too, the way that they are racist, especially towards black people. Look at the way they look at Chinese people. If I live, let's be honest, look at Arab people. Look at Indian people too. Everybody is racist towards black people in a way that is just unbelievable, because nobody is actually dealing trying to address any of their racism
objectively or morally. Even black people are racist to black people. We do it obviously here in Africa, and then we do it out there too.
We are racist now. I mean, the problem is that the only people that are actually fighting racism in the honest form
who?
Are just white Americans and white Western Europeans.
Northwestern Europeans.
White Northwest. Those are the people. And to be honest, if I'm going to be entirely honest, seeing as I lived in Northwestern Europe and now I live in America, the only people that are truly, honestly fighting racism are just white Americans. Not even the Europeans. Not even the Europeans myself. It's only white Americans. They're the only ones that are actually fighting. They're trying to actually look at racism as wrong.
And trying to see a change.
Yeah, that's just it. No other person. Not even the white Western Europeans are kind of like, oh yeah, and at least mostly saying maybe because America is saying it or something. But nobody on this do you know how scary that thing is? As a person who has lived in Europe, has lived in Africa, and now lives in America, and not just even any. I've stayed in Nashville, Tennessee. And I live in Miami. And I've seen the difference. Oh boy, do you know how scary it is? Nobody is really fighting racism in this world, except for just one small group of people. And it's the exact same small group of people that everybody is attacking as being racist the most on the media all the time.
And they're taking it too.
And they're taking it. It's as in, do you know me, my biggest fear is that let them not crush this people so much that to the extent that they say fuck it. Because by the time these people say fuck it, right? It's going to be fucked up.
No, I don't think they will say fuck it. Guess my fear, me. This with, especially with this COVID-19 and China trying to unseat America as world superpower. My fear is, as the tiny group of white people are doing their own, the tables will now turn, power will shift, and the Chinese will now become the dominant, the new Americans. Now that time we will know, say, we were enjoying before.
That's what I've been looking at, and that's the exact thing that I've been wondering. I've been looking at different people around the world, and I've been reading different comments. I've also saw one Yoruba boy that's my friend on a Facebook. It's still, you know, on Facebook, somebody can see, can be your friend, but you can unfollow the person. So you don't see the person's this thing. So I had to just not, because the guy was writing some. They just look at you as just this creature that is just standing up, that is just occupying a continent filled with the natural resources that they need. You are just that's just all they need. You're just like an avatar in their way. You know that those avatars
from the movie, what?
From the movie, they're not an avatar in their way, and they just have to be nice to you because they're not nice to you. You go and cry to America and Europe.
Obtainium. Are you waiting to call it?
Unobtainium. They are not done obtainium. And we are just standing in the way. Standing in the way. That's the reason why they're fleeing. They have to, if not, they don't look at us. I mean, these are people that. The way they entered Tibet and scattered Tibet, the way that they fought in the 1950s, the way they fought the Chinese, is it 1960s, the Chinese Indian War, where India came to China's aid in the UN to like defend China, and then China went to go and invade India.
Imagine that.
These guys are mad people. They don't have any concern for even their own people. They during COVID, they are welding their own people inside their homes, their doors.
You know, I was thinking maybe I imagined it. That thing happened, Abi.
There's enough videos now. They come and carry your child, and as they're carrying your child, as I was talking about Chinese people with Chinese food, they're carrying your child away. You try to protest, they slap you. There are videos of that way. They slap the mother, ass leaking stuff about China, and I'm like, this guy. I already shared him the video of Chinese people brutalizing Nigerians in China. Different videos, I said, but he didn't want to hear. I'm like, oh boy, these are not white people, though. He's not. I don't know. Number one, I don't even think it's even a good idea to ask white people. Uh-huh. Don't ask leak them, but just talk with them and they can reason. They can reason and then maybe they'll then change their attitude. Chinese people, if you ask slick, as a black man, if you ask slick them, if you reason with them, it changes nothing. So you think that they're doing that thing to their people, and you, they're going to respect you because freedom. Hey, they will massacre. As in, if America falls and they come to Africa and they need stop, and you're like, no, we have freedom, they will massacre you people.
What's done?
They won't send a plane. They won't send a drone. Nothing. They just put virus. Just throw a real. They'll throw real virus. This will be COVID-19. You know? No, wait. If you use chloroquine cure, they'll throw real virus there. White people out because they need the natural resources. They didn't come.
They need the unobtainium.
They will come and they will wipe you. And people are there shouting, "Hey, China, China!" People don't even know what people will have. You don't even know. You don't know that they are playing around with computers right now. That's what the Chinese are. They are playing.
Not human being, but
you are not playing around with the human being. You're playing around with that's not what we're too adopted to do. That's not what you have to do. But man, you're playing around with the computer. Computer, that's what you're fucking around with. Computer. They will wipe you out. You'll be shocked. Which gun? Don't use any gun. No? Which gun? They'll just throw virus in there.
Waste of money.
Throw virus. You people, what are you going to do? What research labs do people have there? What are you guys going to do? People have nothing. People are just there working on ground that underneath it has all the things that they need. Just getting in the way. And yeah, they're screaming China. Oh boy. See, God has been good, man. God has been good.
Honestly
speaking, God has been good because
we've been blessed. Immensely blessed.
To start with, number one, right? Yes, we can all insult the British Empire because I don't like you personally, I don't look like you. They did a lot of fucked up shit. But then again, God was good that he used the British Empire because it opened up the world and opened up the human eyes. It opened up the eyes of a lot of human beings. Because I say, thank God it was the British Empire that he used. Then just imagine, let's say it wasn't Britain that was ruling the world at that point in time.
Not even Chinese.
Because Chinese, I won't let you at that far back then they were somewhat good. I'm not gonna lie to you. Let us imagine it was the Japanese back then.
Who suffered the Chinese also?
We punished Chinese. Those Japanese were mad people. Do you know back then they were mad people? Also, we thought they watch revised history of their honorable samurai. Those were mad people.
The last samurai.
Yeah, all this kind of rubbish. Those people were mad people. Oh boy, those guys were insane. So just imagine, and they used to look at themselves as superior to almost everybody else. Just imagine those ones where they don't. But a lot of things that we're just lucky for. So right now, we go with basically the American Empire for lack of a better way of putting it. For a couple of decades now.
That's what it is.
Yeah, so we've been going with the American Empire for a couple of decades now. And likely it's going to come to an end. One way or the other, it looks like it's going to come to an end. Not even if it's not this Chinese something, one way it's going to come to an end because, I love the Americans, but man, sometimes they weary. They don't even know what they do. So
the thing with them is, as they were, and they don't know what they do. But I like their own way.
Everybody, if your brain is working, you like their way, and you want to keep that their way as long as you can possibly keep it, because
the other way that is out.
Just imagine in an empire. A global empire, which America is what America is. Somebody from a poor country like Niger can travel to come to America, go straight to the White House, and insult Donald Trump. And he is more than certain that nothing will happen.
What happened to him?
You, Noura, inside Nigeria. I dare you to go to NTA and insult the president of China.
Of China?
I dare you.
I thought you were going to say the president of Nigeria. Mm-mm. Of China, sir.
Of China. I dare you to go to NTA and insult NTA. The president. I see you are there inside Nigeria. Inside Nigeria. I didn't say you're in China. Because for China, you don't die. But nobody say you don't die. You don't evaporate. They don't evaporate you and your whole family. But right there in Nigeria, I dare you to go and insult the president of China. Oh boy, you know fit. Even in America, it's very few people that have the guts. I'm talking about America that is powerful. It's very few people that have the guts to go and insult the president of China.
I can't even recall any notable person speaking out against the Chinese president.
You can't.
There are a few people that will
help you cannot. Chinese, one or two. You cannot.
Not the way. In the manner you're
you don't have guts. I'm telling you, you don't have guts. Oha, I'm down. Take it anyhow. You don't have, even me, I'm talking. you don't like, have
in the same manner, they're attacking Trump, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Freely, is that not what you mean?
Yeah,
the same way people are.
Yeah, the way everybody's insulting Trump.
Mm.
I dare you. Maybe in daily place in this world, you can even get away with it. Maybe America and then maybe Britain. Not even in Germany can you get away with that, with insulting the president of China. In Germany, you can't even get away with insulting the president of Turkey. A comedian made fun of the president of Turkey. The Turkish government got angry. The German government arrested the comedian.
Hey.
So
Tokyo.
And then you go on NTA, the main channel. Nobody said they want what would they do like this right now.
Mm.
And you go. I mean, even right now with this podcast, what would they do? We can criticize China, but wallahi, if we start insulting the president of China, believe you me, let me tell you this right now.
Mm.
Buhari will find us.
I agree.
Even me, Buhari for America, because I'm still a Nigerian. I'm still a Nigerian subject, so I've got to keep my. No, I've got to shut my mouth.
I'll be like.
So, because I'm still a Nigerian subject. Because if Buhari talks, say, tell America, hey, bring that extradite that guy, come back home. Oh boy. Now, I'll be that now. Because if you say Trump, no, who I be. Innocent, though. You want him taking back me time. We don't want anybody from that place. Reduce the number of people here from Nigeria. Oh boy. So I go keep quiet now. But you, right there in Nigeria, you know, get liver, even in this podcast, to insult the president of China by name. You know,
what's his name, Seth? I know his name, but
okay, me, I don't forget his name. nobody want Wala.
Is he a man that is president?
I don't have that Wala. Like good looking man, very better looking man. He's very healthy looking, very, very good looking person. In fact, I want to ask him to be my personal trainer. I mean, he looks so handsome. No mess around with it. So just imagine these people end up becoming the world
the
power.
World
That's the end of that, no?
Or later, like.
That's the end of that, no?
I'm telling you. The end time be that.
No, like close to end time, if it could be end time. You can't criticize them in any country, nothing.
And they don't criticize, mind you. I said there's a lot to criticize.
It's a lot to criticize.
Nobody say, don't criticize because of troublemaking. There's actually a lot of fucked up shit that is worth being called out, you know, and criticized, but... Alaji China. I call them Alaji China.
Alaji China. The same way everybody don't they call Mark Zuckerberg Uncle Mark. I see just the white go just the mess people up for Facebook like that, left, right, and center. So even Mark before they go before now they call him Chairman Mark.
Making him hear us.
Because of the way they mess people up on Facebook, just the shut down speech, you know, like yeah, small boy, we're fine.
You know, David. Like.
Yeah, small boy, we be better person. We get Gomorrah, so I like him.
You know, David Icke.
David Icke.
That's a conspiracy theorist.
I don't know him.
Okay. He was recently taken off Facebook and YouTube.
Oh, seriously?
But he's been promoting. He's been promoting theories that suggest there's a connection between COVID-19 and 5G. Wait. You're not as mad as this. I don't know. He has been off the tangent many, many times before, but then there are certain things that he says that, you know, sound as if they are credible. But they took him off course, I think yesterday or so. YouTube and Facebook.
It was about time now.
he was even denying the existence of disease.
They'll take him off now. That one is too much now. But right now, Facebook no be joke. Facebook right now, you better, in fact, better not talk anything about politics. Just shut your mouth. Because, oh boy, right now, Facebook is, they're not playing around with anybody. Facebook.
But wait, when you say politics, American politics, global politics, think, your own local politics?
I don't even know. But at least for sure. Now, things with that Facebook deems too controversial, like COVID-19, they don't want anybody to talk about it. If you're not WHO, shut the fuck up. That's Facebook's official stance. You're not WHO, shut the fuck up. So,
in fact, Ike was removed on those grounds.
I know. So, so you just have to be very, very careful. Avoid. That's it. Right now, I don't know. They need to build another platform. So make yeah. it's not like people. Believe people like Ike. I mean, people like Ike are. I don't like you. They have their extreme stuff. I don't want to say use the word crazy, but they have their own kind of shit, you know. But nonetheless, the world still needs something, right? That
alternative,
yeah, where people can just at least say stuff, you know. At least they need a place where people can just spew, basically
express themselves.
So, voila, no dear, no.
No, it is so, man.
It's no problem. Thank you very much.
This has been according to my friend.
I don't want wahala. I beg, because you know, you get Chinese people everywhere. You get Democrat people here. You get everybody. We talked about a lot of very sensitive topics, so man. You know, very nice sensitive.
We talked about everything it, sensitive.
Don't put my name. I beg. I don't want wahala. I go wahala later, man. No problem.
Yeah.
Well, that brings us to the end of this episode. And a lot of tables were shaking. I did not even see it coming, but a lot of tables were shaking. I hope you had a lovely time. Enjoyable time listening to this episode. And I look forward to having your ears again on the next one. This is your host, Noor Habib, signing out from According to Noor.